A Coppell Valley Historical Moment. One-Room Schools. The pioneers and early homesteaders to this area, the farmers who tilled the soil of the district, set up many one-room schools. Here children received their early education, some to remain in the district as farmers and ranchers, others to further their education and become recognized among the leaders of society. Many teachers, after finishing their normal school teacher training, began their teaching careers in a country school. Many of the country or rural schools were of one-room log construction. When funds became available, better schools were built of lumber, stone, or brick. These schools also served as the entertainment center of the community and were used for parties, dances, church services, and voting places at election time. The introduction of larger school units in 1944 spelled the demise of the rural schools. With the formation of larger school units, rural children were now transported by bus to city, town, and village schools. The rural school teacher was required no more. Although now a part of our past, rural schools will always be remembered as a valued and historic part of Saskatchewan. Here are descriptions of four one-room schools that were once in this area. Kronzberg School. Before the turn of the century, a large number of people emigrated from Austria and Germany to North America. Some arrived in the States and many came to Canada. With the opening of homestead land in Western Canada, some of these people of Austrian and German ethnic background came west to Dysart, Lipton, and Fort Coppell. They came from the United States and from Eastern Canada because homestead land was still available northwest of Fort Coppell, and these early settlers settled in the area, later to be known as the Kronzberg District. The name chosen was that of an Austrian village from which some of the settlers had come. Kronzberg District is situated about 10 miles west and north of Fort Coppell, north of the hills on the north shore of Pasqua Lake. The pioneers of the Kronzberg District built their first little log school in 1898. Ormiston School. It was another rural school built in the Fort Coppell area. In 1904, Ormiston School was built about 4 miles west of Fort Coppell. Until the early 1920s, Ormiston School was only open in the summer months. Homesteaders of the district included J. Ormiston, George Reed, Andy Robertson, G. McClellan, Mac Smales, Alex Donaldson, M. J. Prizeman, and the Carters, Devlins, and Stevensons. Robert Mackey, who came west with B Troop of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police in 1879 and had a colorful career in the West, returned to Fort Coppell to retire from the force. He became the second homesteader in the province of Saskatchewan, homesteading in the Ormiston District. Springbrook School. Springbrook School was the dream of early Irish, Scottish, and English settlers of the district, and in 1891 they built a small one-room school. A little stable was erected at the rear of the two-acre grounds. This two-acre plot was donated by J. and C. Bournes, two brothers who came west from Ontario in 1882, and like their neighbors, homesteaded in the Springbrook District south of Fort Coppell. Living in the district at the time were the Bournes brothers, Seymours, Robs, McNaughtons, Lindsays, Browns, Ryans, and Stewarts. The descendants of many of those early pioneers still farm in the district. This school was one of the first schools constructed in Saskatchewan. The first teacher was Robert Tate, and the second was George Barr, a young man who taught in 1892 and 1893. Mr. Barr later became a prominent lawyer, residing in Regina. Invercald School. On February 1, 1913, a meeting was called to form a school district to be carved from the Fort Coppell Village School District and Wide Awake School District. Many residents of the district at that time were of Scottish descent, and some of the early settlers had come from Invercald, Scotland, so it was decided to name the school after that town. Names of early residents included Irving, Farquharson, Booth, Stanger, McMillan, Mackin, Stewart, McClay, May, Harrison, McIntyre, Orman, Maul, Rowley, Bliss, Horseman, Radcliffe, Cargo, Cavanaugh, Horsfall, Hepburn, and Binnie Clark. Thomas Cavanaugh had come west and built a log cabin among the bluffs a short distance from the school, and his was number one homestead in the province of Saskatchewan. Also, he was chairman of the first council of the RRM of North Qu'Appelle, number 187. This has been a Qu'Appelle Valley Historical Moment on 88.3 Voice of the Valley Radio.